Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Today, I wanted to share a story that happened to me very recently on my trip to Spain. As you know, Trump last week, he crashed a lot of US stocks and also international stocks by imposing tariffs to different countries. And I was traveling, I was on holiday, I was on my own, I was listening to conversations around me, and there were few things that really surprised me about how we invest due to our emotions, not because of the logic of it. So I wanted to share a story. I was in the queue at the airport in Madrid, and I've noticed that this woman, she was holding a printed gold price chart. And I was quite curious because, as you might know, or as you might not know, gold is at all times high. So naturally, a lot of people are talking about gold. And that same morning, I was having a coffee in the bar in north of Spain. And there was a conversation about gold, on how gold is such a good investment and gold will always be a good investment. I not necessarily disagree with that, but I think now it is the worst moment to buy gold, because gold has a very, very high price, and gold tends to move the opposite from the stock market. So when there is panic and when the market crashes, gold prices tend to go up, because gold is a secure asset. It's a safe asset. So it's a safe haven for everybody, where everybody takes refuge in. And I do have gold myself. However, this week I was heavily buying stocks, and these encounters with people in conversations about gold or people holding printed gold price charts reminded me of an old saying that when your taxi driver starts talking about stocks or gold or Bitcoin, it's actually time to sell. It's not time to buy, because that means that the price of that asset is very, very, very high. The same logic applies here when gold becomes small talk in bars, and when you start seeing people carrying gold charts in the airports, maybe we are late to buy. We're late to the party. So, and that reminded me as well of the Bitcoin price in 2021 and tech stocks in 2020. And also it made me smile, because that week I was buying heavily different ETFs because they were on sale. And I was walking the Camino, and every morning I would place a purchase. So every morning I was dollar cost averaging and buying different ETFs, which were, their price was amazing. I think in investing, the consistency is what counts. And most people fear the crash, but you have to see the crash as an opportunity for buying. So gold is not necessarily a bad investment at all, and gold actually holds its value. However, when there is panic in the market, that's the worst time to buy. So it's not about being clever. It's just about being aware and being a little bit of a contrarian. And assets with good reputations, they tend to be overpriced. At the moment, gold has a very good reputation. I just want you to see fear as opportunity. And when there is hype on some assets, I want you to be cautious about it. The day before, also, I met a guy in the hostel, and we were talking a little bit about personal finance, about investing, and he was saying that stocks are crashing and this was a terrible investment from my side, and people that only purchasing stocks are reckless. What I think is that any asset you buy, you have to diversify. So I don't only own stocks or ETFs. I also have some gold, and I also diversify into different assets like crypto, which I wouldn't necessarily recommend you to buy. However, it is good to have very, very little percentage of crypto and of gold as a hedge for diversification. And in this economy, that proved to be the right choice, because while my ETFs are crashing and crypto is actually remaining quite steady, my gold is actually going up. So if I had to sell something because I needed the money, obviously I hold an emergency fund, but if I wouldn't have an emergency fund and I would have to sell, then I would sell my gold instead of selling my ETFs at the moment, and the other way around. So if the ETFs will go up and the gold goes down, then obviously if I would have to sell something, or if I would retire, or if I would take a long mini retirement, then I would sell the assets that has overperformed. So when that person said that the stocks are crashing, and I said yes, and I've been buying heavily this week, I spent so much money this week because I was very excited about each and every day about stocks crashing more and more and more. I think while investing, a lot of people, they wait for reassurance. But the ones who buy during the silence, they actually win. They are the ones who are making the best choices. Everyone is loud about gold right now, and that's a negative signal. That's a red flag. So this isn't investment advice. This is just my reflection, and my reflection of the reality of the markets that I've seen to move in a different directions. So if you hear the same asset mentioned 3 times in one day by strangers, then maybe pause, maybe reassess, maybe think, is this an opportunity or is that just noise? Warren Buffett said that be fearful when others are greedy and be greedy when others are fearful. And I try to invest when the stocks are down, and or when the price of an asset comes down, and when there is panic, and when there's blood in the streets, meaning that when you see the stock market red or any other investment red, that means that might be a good time to buy. This is not necessarily all the time, because when it comes to individual stocks, if the price falls quite a lot, that might mean that also the company is in trouble. So don't take it as a financial advice. This is just what I do, what has worked for me, and what I will keep doing in the future. So this is where my head has been lately. And if that hits home, feel free to keep walking with me one step at a time. I hope you've enjoyed my little story, and I will speak to you later. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.